We also noted that there is a 1-inch permanent deflection in the east span. I don't have photographs of that, but we just need to continue to monitor that. You can't, when you stand out from the a profile view of it, you can't see the deflection of that span.
Is this Max Creek?
Max Creek.
Did that deflection have a pier wall under it? Because we repaired one there years ago and put an extra pier wall where that deflection was.
I wanted to say it's in between two piers.
Okay. We'll look at it.
And the last structure on the list, we've got several photographs here. On these, the remaining photographs, structure 061-0002, and this is over Beaver Creek. The bridge is currently in fair condition with a rating of 5 on all categories. The deck has half-inch spalls. You can see in the photographs here that we took. The approach in the approaches and moderate scaling throughout the deck. Those first two photographs just kind of show you some of the scaling and stuff like that. And if you continue to flip through the photographs here, the abutments are cracked and deteriorating. And you can see there's several open cracks, half cracking. You know, we're not too concerned with hairline cracks, but when you start getting open cracks, you know, an inch wide that are open, we start having some concerns on, you know, possible loss of capacity of the structure. As of right now, it appears that everything's sitting on limestone rock, so we do have, you know, added stability there, but it is something to consider and to keep monitoring for sure. It does continue to worsen. This would probably be a bridge that I would recommend for replacement in the future, but Darren's been doing this a lot longer than I have. He may have seen the same thing 2 years ago.
Right.
May not have changed a bit.
Do you have pictures of that?
Yeah.
Here, Brandon. Back page.
So the concern may be pretty minimal if it's, you know, previous inspection cycles, there's no change that we've seen. But visually, it does look like one of the worst of the abutments that we've seen.
What kind of traffic do we have on that one, Randy? Set up by the old cheese plant?
Do you have a location map? Because this one's a different one I'm thinking of. This is on Beaver.
The ADT on that structure says 20 cars a day.
This is one on 20.
Old Cheese Plant Road. No. Yeah.
Yes, that one's on our list for replacement.
Okay.
So. Replacement?
Yes.
So that pretty much sums up all the structures that we recommend for rehab or replacement. We do want to extend thanks to the county personnel for ensuring all the load postings were properly maintained. And as previously stated, there were no load posting issues during this inspection cycle, so we appreciate the county's efforts in that. Next item, we'll go through, is I have the participation, the value of the county's participation. So these costs reflect the total participation by the county during this inspection. The rates shown include all benefits by the county. And so the total amount for the county this inspection cycle is $1,582.81. And there are attachments there to show all the salaries and how it's all documented.
Okay.
I'll ask you questions that the other gentleman probably know, but how often do we need, it seems like we hire you to inspect them, but how often?
Every 2 years we come
every
in.
Every 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this isn't a dollar amount that you guys owe the state. This is a dollar amount that
you get credit,
for.
To your bridge program.
Exactly.
Thank you. I didn't.
Okay.
We'll go towards some match funds.
Okay.
all of those documents there. I do have additional copies of these work items. I had passed them out to you.
I said just, if they've got a copy of it, I give those to Randy.
And then, Randy, you can just kind of pass these out to the
program. You have the full inspection sheets of all the structures.
Yeah, right.
That's what.
Yeah. So here's some of the work items, and as mentioned, we do have all the updated SIMA sheets.
So Randy, you want these or?
Yeah.
Again, we appreciate you guys' time and efforts through this inspection cycle. If you have any questions, feel free to ask myself or Darren.
I thank you very much.
Well, I don't have any questions, and I thank you all for your efforts for coming out and doing this.
So, and I'm glad that the road administrator's here, and he's seen that they'll be taken care of. I think he's answered your concern, haven't you? Thank you, Ed.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 444582 through 444647. Warrants 6741 through 6746. One journal entry and one transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 10th, 2017.
Due to the fact not being
I was making sure that was on there.
Yeah.
Move to approve regular session minutes of April 10th, 2017.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have Give Taney County. It's a Give Ozarks proclamation that I'll read. This is a proclamation by the members of the Taney County Commission of Taney County Give Taney, Give Ozarks. Whereas May 9th is Give Taney, Give Ozarks Day. Whereas Give Taney, Give Ozarks, a 24-hour giving challenge starting at midnight and ending at 11:59 p.m. on May 9th, hopes to raise $250,000 in unrestricted funds for 15 nonprofits, Boys and Girls Clubs of the Ozarks, Branson R4 Education Foundation, Branson Hollister Senior Center, Cape Foundation, Christian Action Ministries, Dignity Now, Forsyth Senior Friendship Center, Forsyth Library, Hollister School Foundation, Jesus Was Homeless, Junior Auxiliary of Taney County, National Tiger Sanctuary, Ozarks Women's Association, Skaggs Foundation, Women's Crisis Center of Taney County, and be number one of Southwest Missouri as the most generous region. Whereas the Give Taney, Give Ozarks is led by a partnership of the region's premier community foundations of the Ozarks, and Community Foundation of Taney County.
Whereas the County Foundation of Ozarks and Community Foundation of Taney County play a leading role in promoting and advancing philanthropy and giving. Whereas Give Ozarks falls under a national day of giving affiliated with the Give Local America campaign. Whereas the Give Taney, Give Ozarks participating nonprofits had to successfully create and submit projects that would be better Southwest Missouri and specifically Taney County on www.givetaney.giveozarks.org. Whereas the Give Taney, Give Ozarks participating nonprofits comprise a large community development engine that offers opportunities for giving, volunteerism, and community involvement that enhance community life and make our region a better place to live. Whereas the Give Taney, Give Ozarks has enlisted the Community Foundations of the Ozarks, Community Foundation of Taney County, and potential prize challenge partners to make donations go further and motivate donors to give and nonprofits to compete for prize challenges. Whereas Give Taney, Give Ozarks has enlisted many outreach and business partners to act as ambassadors to help publicize the event and encourage the community at large to give. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by Taney County Commission that May 9th, 2017 be recognized as Give Taney, Give Ozarks Day.
Move to approve the proclamation as read by Commissioner Schofield.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Receipt and waiver of mechanic lien rights.
It's for the transfer station, the damages that were done by a company.
Yes.
Those have all been completed, and we've received all the funds, and everything should be in place, right?
And I've checked with the treasurer, and everything's cleared. The checks are cleared.
And we received a letter from the attorney saying that everything was ready.
Move to approve the receipt and waiver of mechanics lien rights. And allow Commissioner Schofield to sign.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Hazard Mitigation Plan Update.
Morning.
Morning.
So this is the actual agreement?
This is the actual agreement. In 2000, I think November of 2016, we signed, we just sent a letter that said that the county would contribute to the match, to commit to the local match that's required. Southwest Missouri Council of Governments does the writing. It's required every 5 years to update the plan. We've had it perpetually for
As long as I
can remember. I think 2000 is when they said we had to have them. It's a plan that's not just the county, every jurisdiction within the county, every special district, school district, they can all participate. And if they want to receive federal funds for like safe rooms or any hazard mitigation funds, they have to participate in this plan.
And my understanding is that everyone in the county has agreed to participate. They're on it.
They participated on the last plan that was done in 2012. So they will get invitations and have the option to participate again.
Most everyone participates.
Pardon?
Most everybody participates. Because I'm